From the heartland of America to every nation on Earth, this is Jack Van Impe Presents The Truth in News and Commentary. Here now are Doctors Jack and Rexella Van Impe.
Hello, and welcome to Jack Van Impe Presents. We have some startling headlines for you from around the globe, and we're going to be going to the Middle East first. It's open season on Christians. I cannot thank the Lord enough that we go around the globe every single week with this program. Everything that's happened in Kenya, my heart has been broken for those people over there. And we've received some letters from Kenya. I want to share
them. Nine of them, honey.
Yes, nine of them. I'd like to share a couple of them with you. Take a look. I got saved through the airwaves, and also I have my fellow listeners who are getting more knowledge about God through the radio. The work of the Lord is marching everywhere, especially through you. It's a very good and encouraging work that you are doing. Thank you so much, for I believe many souls are going to be transformed through you, SMM, and that comes from Kenya. Here's another one. I've been saved through your radio program. I was saved when a friend who was already a believer encouraged me to listen to your broadcast. The Lord came to me and saved me from all the evil, and I thank the Almighty. Please continue the program, from AN in Kenya. And oh, Jack, I couldn't help but weep when I read all these letters from Kenya and from around the world. How wonderful to know that the Lord is working wherever they hear the gospel. Jack, thank you so much.
Oh, Rexella, Bishop Dave Williams of the Assembly of God Church told me he had a speaker, and he said, have any of you ever heard of Dr. Jack Van Impe? He was from Kenya. And they all, of course, had their hands up because I've spoken to the church a number of times. And he said, folks, I want you to stand behind that man, because in Kenya and wherever the Muslims are killing us, his voice is sustaining us. Man, I sat down and cried.
Rexella.
Yes.
And to think that God has opened every nation on earth to our program. We started as two little kids almost, and what God has done. Jesus said, Mark 16:15, go ye into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. Romans 1:16, I'm not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it's the power of God unto salvation. And what is that gospel? 1 Corinthians 15:1. Paul said, I declare unto you the gospel, verses 3 and 4, that Christ died, he was buried, and he rose again the third day according to the scriptures. Now we have so much backsliding, the falling away from the faith. And Rexella, there are so many today, 50% of the evangelicals, the original cream of the crop, saying there are many ways to heaven, then you're lost. There's only one way. Listen to Jesus. I'm the way, the truth, and the life. No man can come unto the Father but by me, John 14:6. Acts 4:12, neither is there salvation in any other. There is no other name given under heaven whereby we must be saved, in that precious name is Jesus. No other name. And if you don't accept that name and accept that Christ, you're not going to see it, because you've destroyed the gospel message. In Galatians 1, verses 7 8 says, though we or an angel from heaven preach any other gospel unto you than the gospel of the death, burial, and resurrection of Christ, let him be accursed. As we said before, so say I now again, if any man preach any other gospel unto you than the death, burial, and resurrection of Christ, let him be accursed. Thank God for you people in Kenya and Uganda and Ghana and all these countries we've heard from, almost 200 nations,
yes,
where they've been receiving Jesus.
Thank you, because you've invested your time and your love for souls also. Thank you for your prayers. Keep us in your prayers. Because, you know, friends, I do believe that Christians and Jews are the number one targets of Islamic extremists and bigots. This first headline shows you Christians, the number one target of extremists and bigots. We'll get to the Jewish population in just a moment. It's open season on Christians in Syria and across the Muslim world. I want to ask Jack something about Christians being killed. Is it in the Bible that just before the Lord comes, it won't be easy for Christians? We've got to be on notice that this could happen anywhere in the world. But right now in the Middle East, the number one target, Christians and Jews. We'll get to the Jews in a moment. But is it in the Bible, Jack?
USA Today said they hate Christians more than any other religion in 132 nations. Mm. Now why? Because of Jesus and the cross. Oh, they hate the cross. Islam hates the message of the bloodshed on the cross. In 637, as they fought against the Crusaders, they said, "We will destroy every cross," and they've done it from then until now, and they're going to continue to do it. So why? Listen to Jesus in John 15, verses 18 to 20. "If the world hates you, remember it hated me before it hated you. If you were of the world would love his own. But because you're not of the world, but I have chosen you out of the world, therefore the world hateth you. If they have persecuted me, they will persecute you." And Paul was so thrilled about the message of the cross, he didn't care about persecution. He said, "I glory in nothing else but the cross of Jesus," in Galatians 6:14. Again, Matthew chapter 5, verses 10 to 12. "Blessed are they which are persecuted for righteousness' sake. Blessed are you when men shall revile you and shall persecute you and shall say all manner of evil against you for my sake." Then what? Rejoice! Great is your reward in heaven. And Matthew 25, 21, Jesus tells his disciples what's going to happen if they're faithful. He said, "I'll say to you in that day, well done, thou good and faithful servant." Hey, remember, it's not a terrible thing to die if we're living for Jesus. In Revelation 2:10, he says, "Be faithful unto death, and I'll give you a crown of life." Now, let me add this one more thing. Soon we're going to hear the word, "Come up hither," the rapture, Revelation 4:1. And we're going to go up in the twinkling of an eye, 1 Corinthians 15:52, and we're going to stand before Jesus, and he's going to give out five crowns, five different rewards. I wish I could get into that right now. And what happens with them? They fall down before the throne saying, "Thou art worthy, O Jesus, to receive glory, honor, and praise, for thou hast created all things. For thy pleasure they were created." That's Revelation 4:11. But you know, I talked about Kenya and all these countries. Now get this. They've just arrived in heaven, and they're from Kenya, from Uganda, from Pakistan, from all these countries where they've trusted in the precious blood of Jesus shed on that cross. Now this is the greatest time in history. Why? Because they're from every nation, born again, believers through the blood. And listen to the song they sing. "Thou art worthy, Jesus, to take the book and to open the seals thereof, for thou wast slain." You see him on the cross? "Thou wast slain and hast redeemed us to God by thy blood out of every kindred, every tongue, every people, every nation. And we're going to reign on the earth with you." This is the greatest integrated group ever in the history of the world. And we're all going to join there and love one another. Amen.
Oh, that's great, Jack, isn't it? Well, we can expect some persecution. I want to go on now, if you will, please. Israeli Prime Minister warns of another Holocaust from Iran and some 200,000 missiles aimed consistently at Israel, top Israeli Defense Forces officer says. Now, can you imagine 200,000 missiles? I want to ask Jack another question. Christians are being hated, but why are the Israeli people hated? Why is the Jew hated, Jack?
You believe this book? 1 Chronicles 21:1. Satan stood against Israel, against the Jew. It's always been that way. But I'm going to tell you, and I'm going to say it again, yes, I love Israel. Why? Because my God is Yahweh. the Lord Jesus Christ, the second member of the Trinity, also God. Romans 9:5, 1 Timothy 3:16, 1 John chapter 5, verse 20. No doubt about it. Now, does God love the Jew? He says, they are my chosen, Deuteronomy 7, 7 and 8. They are the apple of my eye, Zechariah 2, 8. Israel is my wife, Jeremiah 3, 14, just like the Christians are the bride of Christ, Revelation 19, 7. And he says, they're my elect. I've chosen them. Elect, yes. Isaiah 42, 1, 45, 4, and chapter 65, verses 9 and 22. But Satan hates the Jew. And God forgive those who do anything to the people of God. Now, it's coming. Just like we Christians are being persecuted, they're going to get it. Jeremiah 30, verse 7, alas, for that day is great, so that none is like it. It's the time of Jacob's trouble, and Jacob changes his name to Israel, 2 Kings 17:34. But God's going to spare them at that time. This is during the tribulation hour, after we're gone, after the rapture. Daniel 12, 1, there shall be a time of trouble such as never was. Never was. And thy people, Israel, shall be spared, saved. Praise God. Listen to Jesus in Matthew 24, verses 21 and 22. For then shall be great tribulation such as never was since the beginning of the world to this time, no, nor ever shall be again. And except those days should be shortened, there should no flesh be saved, but for the elect's sake. My people are Jews. They shall be shortened. I already showed you from four verses a moment ago that he is their elect. Pray for the peace of Jerusalem. They shall prosper that love you, Israel. Psalm 122, 6. And this little Hitler, Ahmadinejad, is now out of the picture. Praise God. He said, I don't believe that bunk about the Holocaust. The new president, Rouhani, just said, ha. He said, I know that it happened. I'm not going to put the Jew down like my predecessor did, and I hope he sticks with it. This could be a ploy to who knows. You never know what's coming out of Iran. But I'm going to tell you something. I don't care who you are, what you believe. The Protestant churches are full of these guys who hate the Jew. I'm not sparing anything. The falling away is here. I've never seen such corruption in Christianity from coast to coast. They're doing everything now. You're not going to get rid of Israel because Isaiah 56, 5 says, I'll give Israel an everlasting name. Everlasting, everlasting. So forget it, Iran, or whoever else wants to kill all the Jews.
I just want to say that this can be the most important program you ever saw. It has to do with you. Have you opened your heart to the Lord? Are you ready for the coming of the Lord? And he wants to come into your heart right now. Jack.
Folks, don't you know we're in trouble? Don't you know the time is close? Don't you know we have our lives taken from us, all of us as Christians and Jews? Let's get ready to meet Jesus. Oh, how he loves you. He died and suffered to save you. He shed that precious blood to cleanse you. Pray it with me. Father, I thank you for Jesus. Jesus, I thank you for all you did to save me from my sins. I lay them all on you, my drugs, my alcohol, my everything I've done wrong. Forgive me, Jesus. Come into my heart now. Save me and cleanse me. In your holy name, I pray this. Amen.
Amen. Friends, there's my address. I want to send you this little book of First Steps in a New Direction. That was the most important prayer you ever prayed, opening your heart to the only way to heaven, to the Lord Jesus as your Savior. Please write to us and let us know that you made that commitment, opened your heart to the Lord. And now, our offer of the week. Oh, you need to have this. Here is our announcer to tell you how you can receive it. Important that you get it.
To order your copy of the DVD, When Death Was Defeated, for a donation of $24.95, or the Jack Van Impe Prophecy Bible with the DVD for a donation of $59.95, have your credit card ready and call toll-free 24 hours a day, 1-800-JVI-7777. To order by mail in the U.S., send your donation to Jack Van Impe Ministries, Box 7004, Troy, Michigan, 48007. In Canada, send your donation to Jack Van Impe Ministries of Canada, Box 1717, Postal Station A, Windsor, Ontario, N9A6Y1.
How important it is for you to understand and have this wonderful video. It's good equipment to fight evil, believe me. So make the order, call right away, or write to us. Friends, I just want to leave you with this very good thought. Keep your eyes on Jesus, and your fears will vanish. How good to trust in Him. We'll look forward to being your home again next week. And until then, remember, God cares for you. So do we so very much. Bye-bye.